Time for the newsroom temperature check, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. Steve, has it been just a little buzz of activity in the newsroom with Mary getting ready for the Stones concert?
It's amazing. She's walking around with her hands like sort of backwards on her hips doing the Mick Jagger walk. It's kind of embarrassing, but...
There is somebody on our text line that always incorporates Steve into a meme, and the other day it was Steve and Kevin with Taylor Swift. Today, they put you over Mick Jagger.
Oh, they put me?
Yeah.
I missed that one. Yeah,
you'll see a response from me that says, I always love your memes, but yeah, they put your face over Mick Jagger doing a dance. When I came into work today, I thought that I was going home and watching the debate tonight, and lo and behold, Mary reminded me, Rolling Stones are at Soldier Field. I promised I would take her. Got tickets from StubHub, and it has been a flurry of activity because she doesn't have a purse. She doesn't have a jacket to wear. She's got leggings on.
It's a funny thing. So the debate tonight is between two people who many say are too old to be president, and you're going to go see the guys the same age doing a rock concert.
81. Mick Jagger's 81. Isn't that something?
It'll be a much better show.
I hope he makes it.
And we are told, is staying in a top hotel in Chicago. Their next show is on Sunday because they got to rest their hips and their shoulders and their arms.
Only Mick. The other ones don't move.
What about drummers?
He doesn't, well.
And strummers. Yes, that's a lot of work at 81, I would think. I don't know. Buddy Guy's still rocking it.
Keith Richards does not move, though. He is like a statue. You'll see it tonight.
Hey, Andy's in for Kevin. What's your story today?
Well, there's an Italian deli in New York that is becoming, pardon the pun, a big deal on TikTok because of one of its creations. Seven Brothers Gourmet on Long Island started serving sandwiches on pickle buns back in January. It unfortunately did not catch on until a couple of months ago because an employee's sister posted the TikTok video of it. And that video currently has over 6 million views, which is prompting a lot of people to kind of flock to Seven Brothers for a taste. And also folks that are living in Connecticut, Massachusetts, and upstate wanting to know if they will deliver even as far as California. But unfortunately, they do not deliver. So you have to get over there to the Seven Brothers Gourmet to be able to taste this sandwich. The deli's pickle sandwich has become one of the most popular things on the menu. It serves about 250 of those each day.
So I'm looking at it. The bun's actually a pickle.
It's a hollowed out dill pickle. They have it, and then they kind of hollow it out, and they put their luncheon meats or whatever it is inside of the two pickles.
You could do that. Anybody could do that. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Apparently, it's just something New Yorkers have never seen.
Huh, what's your story, Steve?
Well, I'm going to do this one because Kevin loves these stories and he's not here. And I figure if I do it today, he can't do it tomorrow. They found another monolith. You know, he did the story last week. They found like 250 around the world now since 2020. And they found one recently in Vegas. And they found one in Colorado, I think, near, 70 miles outside Denver. Near the town of Bellevue. It's 8 feet by 4 feet. It's rectangular. It's bolted to a slab of concrete on Lori Graves' property.
I was hearing that there was an alien monolith on the hill, and where did it come from? And a whole bunch of questions. And I didn't know. I had to go outside and look for myself.
She said maybe it's some local kids or a local artist, but it's got to be some sort of organization doing this. I mean, they're starting to turn up again this year. 250 in the past 4 years, don't you think?
How heavy are they?
Well, this one, it's bolted to concrete. It's 8 feet tall. It's not light, I don't think.
Yeah, so that takes more than one person. That takes some
kind of a team.
Yeah, and why?
Unless they really are from aliens and an alien could lift it with no problem at all.
I'm telling you what, if there wasn't video of the sinkhole happening in Alton, Illinois today, people would say... A spaceship must have landed there.
That's what it looks like.
It does look like that. Mary, what's your story?
So speaking of musicians and concerts, I never got to see Michael Jackson. Did you guys?
No.
At all?
Oh, yeah.
No, we didn't.
The last person.
What do
anyway,
you mean?
Did you guys hear that new court documents are filed this month say that he was more than $500 million in debt at the time of his death in 2009? So he owed money to more than like 65 creditors. That was crazy. Wow. He said he liked to spend money the most on jewelry. He spent money on travels, art, furniture, charity gifts. And yeah, he was really in the hole.
Let's say he was a weird guy.
Yeah.
Well, right.
I mean, he was an artist, but...
And it was 15 years ago Tuesday that he died, right?
I know. I can't believe it's been that long.
And they're talking about trying to do something, like there was something at the Jackson Childhood Home in Gary. And I thought, you know how many times those kids were beaten that home? I don't know that's, you know.
Don't want to make that a monument.
You know, the 15 years ago when he died, it was one of the first times I was texting with a friend.
Oh,
weird. It was, and that's when you got the text that they said Michael Jackson died?
We were texting back and forth on that, yeah.
We've only had texts for 15 years?
That's my recollection.
Oh, I thought it was less than that.
Feels like my whole life. Hey, I will be tweeting pictures of Mary dancing at the Rolling Stones tonight, so follow me, Lisa Dent Radio. And stick around. Steve's news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.